Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here for hour number two, we do 3 hours of live radio every night, and that means you can call in for 3 hours, not all at once. We prefer calls a little quicker than that, but the point being, you can call in about what's on your mind and what interests you. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. Talk about what you're interested in. This is Free Talk Live. This means you control the airwaves. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Do you operate a retail business, or are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
You do it at your store.
I do. And I use AnyPay, who's behind HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Mm-hmm. They want to help you. Again, that's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
You were talking about Bitcoin in the last hour with this major takedown by the IRS of a porn website, child pornography website, on the darknet. And the you'd finished the article with the tough-talking quote from the IRS head of enforcement or whoever it was.
Wherever you are, we're going to find
you. We'll get you. Yeah, and I think that is an important story because a lot of people still believe Bitcoin is anonymous.
Right.
It is inherently not anonymous, but it still could be used anonymously, just not as well as some of the privacy coins out there. And we didn't touch on the privacy coins really at all in the last hour, and I think it's worth pointing out.
Yeah,
sure. There have been, Bitcoin was the first of its kind. It was the first cryptocurrency created in 2009 by Satoshi Nakamoto. And one of the things that Satoshi Nakamoto didn't include was, you know, real privacy protection. It's not really a privacy coin.
Right.
It can only be used in somewhat anonymous or pseudonymous fashions, meaning that if you create a Bitcoin wallet and don't tell anyone about it, then no one knows that you have that wallet. If, on the other hand, over at electnobody.com, you put your Bitcoin wallet address publicly out there and say, here's my address, send me Bitcoin, or Bitcoin Cash, or I think you take Dash and Stellar.
I take Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and Stellar. If you want to send me something else, I will take it.
Yep, and so...
Smart move.
Yeah, being able to do that means that somebody who wants to can just plug that address. It can take that Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash address, because both of them are similar.
Right.
They put it in what's called a block explorer. And there are block explorers for every blockchain out there that's not completely anonymous, like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And you put in that address in there, and it'll show you how many donations has Elect Nobody's website received.
Right.
Now, it doesn't tell you from whom. You would then have to look at the addresses where those donations from where those donations came, and then figure out where the Bitcoin that was sitting in that address previously, where did that come from? And if you keep going back with these analysis tools, you might find that one of them came from a Coinbase account.
Sure.
And then you could the police could then send a notice to Coinbase saying, we would like to see the information on the account that purchased this particular coin. And Coinbase, of course, will hand that information over to them. And then they will have, at the very least, who the buyer of that coin was from Coinbase. They may not know all of the hops and jumps between the Coinbase wallet and the end of the, you know, the Elect Nobody wallet or wherever the end of the line is. But, you know, the more publicly identified addresses, the more de-anonymized your transactions can be on the Bitcoin blockchain. Whereas with something like Monero, every transaction is hidden.
Right.
You can't look at the blockchain. You can't do any kind of analysis of the Monero blockchain. There was some recent really scary news for the Zcash community. I don't know if you heard about this.
Yes. It had to do with, it was a bug that got exploited that basically it allows you to see who was involved in transactions.
Yeah, they were able to de-anonymize the supposedly anonymous Zcash transactions. So,
is this the exploit that Duke was talking about?
Yeah, one of our guys in New Hampshire discovered it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now
how much information can they really expose that way? Do you know?
They could anonymize or de-anonymize, from what I understood, everything.
Yeah,
it
kind of bared the soul of a given transaction. But that doesn't.
They were basically brute forcing the blockchain. Without getting too technical, they essentially would spoof an earlier time frame on the blockchain, because the blockchain is just the digital ledger, normally public ledger, in this case purportedly private ledger. But what they did was they could trace the transactions block to block, basically, and look to see, well, what moved from one block to the next.
Interesting.
And they could, I'm not doing a very good job of explaining this, but they had a way of doing it that basically was like, okay, well, let's take our mining operation and make the miner think that it's in, 2017 and look at what things are moving from to block.
I think they reordered the existing transactions and basically looked at how that changed the state.
Yeah, I know it's interesting that lots of blockchains, most blockchains, are all, they all have a reliance on a timestamp. You need to know when a transaction was made. You need to know when the miner got it, when the miner added it to blocks. It's really about time.
But with some of these newer ones, they're not doing it the same way. You had given a presentation recently on
Mimblewimble.
Mimblewimble, which is a new technology for anonymizing transactions. And there's a couple of Mimblewimble-based coins that are out there. Was it Grin and Beam? Beam.
Yeah.
And I don't know if both of them do this, but one of those, I forget which one, basically prunes its blockchain to where there's no data from 2017 or 2018.
Right.
It's just wherever it is that everything on the chain is at the moment is all that's relevant. So it doesn't need to hold every past transaction. So an exploit like what happened to Zcash can't be done to the new Mimblewimble.
I would tend to disagree on that. And the reason is because if you're running a full node on their blockchain, you can save that data before it gets pruned out and just go back to your logs to see what happened.
Yeah,
good point.
And once information has existed, you can't make it go away.
Yeah, true.
And then you have to rely on the cryptocurrency's ability to encrypt and hide stuff in the first place. So Mimblewimble does a couple of tricks, and I invite people to take a look at it.
On the other hand, the idea of not carrying every transaction since the beginning of time is a great idea. Anybody who's watched their full node download for a day and a half knows why that's going to be a great idea, but I don't think having information and then discarding it later is not a security security tool.
To implement a truly secure, first of all, if you're so concerned, if anyone is so concerned about the security of a given transaction, you might want to try U.S. cash. That's the first thing, because
the terrorist choice,
what tax evaders love to use, money launderers love to use, is U.S. cash. If you're dealing in cryptocurrencies, you're probably dealing with very complex technologies that there may be exploits, or there may be a bug found that just happens to reveal all your information.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This stuff happens. And if you're, that's why most criminals don't use blockchain technology, contrary to what the IRS is going to scare us with. Most criminals use cash.
Well, history is littered with the corpses of people who overestimated their encryption technology.
There's a related story, in the sort of theme of scary talk from government goons. Headline over at newsbtc.com, regulators can shut down Bitcoin anytime.
Oh. Can they? Are they doing it today?
Probably.
You think so? I don't think so. We'll get into it.
Depends on your parameters.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
855, 450 free. What do you think? Is Bitcoin the future of money? Cryptocurrencies the future of money? Or is the IRS just waiting to spring its trap? 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the number you can call to get on the air, 855-450-3733. And I wanted to take a moment to tell you about Edge Wallet. I use this thing every day. Edge Wallet, it's a wallet, a digital wallet you can hold cryptocurrency with. You need one.
Not only hold, you can buy, sell, and exchange as well.
And it is user-controlled, which means you have control over access to your money. It is not held by some other computer somewhere else on the internet. You hold the keys. You own the coin. Support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many, many more. It's built by a veteran team. They've been building apps since 2014, and they want to help you secure your freedom. Visit edge.app, that's edge.app, for more information.
I think it's so cool that they've got Monero, too. They were one of the first crypto, multi-crypto wallets to get that.
Yeah, and just as an overview, Monero, it's a privacy coin. It's difficult, and I've just going by what I've heard and by the dearth of wallets when it first came out, it's a difficult system to build a wallet for.
Mm-hmm. It's a different system entirely. Monero,
right.
I don't know if it was the first alternative to Bitcoin as far as sort of it wasn't based on Bitcoin.
Right. So most cryptocurrencies, at least the ones that came out in the early days, a lot of them were just forks of Bitcoin, which means they took the Bitcoin code.
They tweaked it a little.
Tweaked it and modified it.
Called it something new.
Right, gave it a new name. Monero was completely built from scratch.
As I understand it, yeah.
Is Monero older than, like, Zcash and Zcoin?
I'm not sure which one came out.
I don't think they are Bitcoin-derived.
They are Bitcoin.
They are Bitcoin-derived.
As I understand it.
Interesting.
Yeah, pretty sure.
There are very few of them that aren't Bitcoin-derived. I think IOTA's one of them that's not Bitcoin-derived. I think Monero's one of them that's not Bitcoin-derived. And there's probably more by now that I'm not aware of, but those are two of the ones that pop into my mind.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing necessarily that a lot of coins use the Bitcoin code. I mean, it's,
sure.
You're likely to make fewer errors if you're not trying to create what's already been done
right.
from scratch, and that was the theory. But now they're trying different things, and time will tell. You know what's gonna work out well in terms of privacy coins. I think you should investigate them if privacy is important to you, and I think it should be important to everybody, whether or not you're doing anything illegal. The government has no legitimate right to see the details of every financial transaction you do. That's just a simple point. I mean, they have no right to all of your financial information. I mean, I just don't know how we got to this point, other than cut by cut.
Yeah, I mean, piece by piece. They implemented taxation, and that didn't work very well, so they had to take away more freedom, and so people found ways to get around that, so they had to take away more freedom. And, yep. You know, the thing is, they can take away all... As much, you know, even in the Soviet Union, there were black markets. As a matter of fact, at one point, the KGB was very effective in shutting down black markets, and people started starving, so they had to let those people go, so, you know, people wouldn't die.
Yeah, the only part of the Soviet Union that really worked well were the black markets, and that saved a lot of people's lives. But
same thing's true now in Venezuela.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. But, you know, in talking about Monero and things like this, I mean, do your homework. But, you know, I advocate people encrypting their traffic on the web. You should send all your mails with encryption, all this stupid stuff that doesn't matter to the government. But let them, you know, spin their cycles trying to decipher that, yes, Chris has to pick up a loaf of bread before we head home. You know, let them spend their time on that. That's fine with me.
Yeah, encrypting every email would be a big start.
It would.
Yeah, but the problem is the other person also has to, you know, be into encryption enough to know what to do.
Right, and it's not as simple as it could be.
No, well, and that's the problem. I mean, when it comes to privacy, you always have to put in effort. And you always have to put in money and time. There's other things that you don't just get privacy by default. You don't get privacy the easy way.
Right.
You have to take time, effort, or money, and usually some combination of those three things. So, you know, the other person on the other end has to know what to do with the PGP encrypted message.
Right.
If they don't know what to do with it, then you're going to have to spend time walking them through it. And odds are good they're going to get frustrated, because most systems for that aren't particularly, they're not complex, but they are time-consuming. You know, you do have to go through extra steps. And if you don't have to go through extra steps, then it's probably not that secure of a system.
Some systems out there, like Proton Mail, are you familiar with it?
I think nobody's got that.
Yeah, I use Proton Mail.
Yeah.
I just moved the whole electnobody.com domain over there. Or I moved the invisiblehand.church domain over there, and I'm working on electnobody.com.
Proton Mail is a great system, and it's one of the few out there. It's just, you know, it's straight up encrypts. I mean, if you're going to email between
that?
People.
I mean, I'm sending an unencrypted email to it. That's passing through a bunch of email servers unencrypted.
That's not going to help.
Well, basically, the way Proton Mail works for outgoing mail is they have a program that's like a mail server that runs on your computer. So when you make your SMTP connection, you connect to this program.
Simple.
And
send mail.
Right. And this program then makes an encrypted connection to Proton Mail.
Mm-hmm.
So Proton Mail never sees your unencrypted email. The encryption,
the recipient, though?
Well, on the other end, as I understand it, the code runs in their browser. So
they have to go to the Proton Mail website to read the message. It's not going to come into my email box.
If it's another Proton Mail user, then they're going to have to. Then they're connecting to the website, or they're using IMAP or POP, which again goes through their so-called bridge app.
Okay, but what I mean is, if I'm the recipient, well, I don't want to get too complicated here, but if you're sending me something from Proton Mail, you're saying they're encrypting that. Are they then sending me an unencrypted message saying, hey, there's an encrypted message waiting for you. Click here to read it, and then I go to click through
the
website?
No, if you don't have any encryption on your end, then I believe you'll get it decrypted. I think if they have a PGP key for you, that they will encrypt it with PGP to you.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it can't be end-to-end unless both ends have some capability of encryption,
right.
But the nice thing about Proton Mail is it takes almost no effort to use it. So if you want to send encrypted messages to a naive person, that's probably a good way to do it.
Except it won't be encrypted because they don't have what they need on the other end. So there's no point.
Right. Well, if both of you are using Proton Mail,
a naive
then it
person
will
be
end-to-end.
Well, that's
what I'm saying, is if you want to send encrypted mail to a naive user, say, hey, open a Proton Mail, give me your address, and I'll send you your mail.
And that's easier than learning PGP.
Gotcha. It really is.
Spreading the word about Proton Mail and encryption, because we should all care about our privacy. We shouldn't have a government that reads and finds out everything about us without our permission. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Or am I just paranoid? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is happy about Turkey's agreement to a ceasefire in northern Syria.
This outcome is something they've been trying to get for 10 years, everybody, and they couldn't get it. Other administrations, and they never would have been able to get it. unless you went somewhat unconventional.
The president speaking in Texas also praised the work of Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump has consistently opposed foreign aid, and his decision to pull military aid to Ukraine over the summer is consistent.
President Trump is not a big fan of foreign aid. Never has been, still isn't. Doesn't like spending money overseas, especially when it's poorly spent.
Mulvaney, speaking to reporters at the White House on Thursday, and Energy Secretary Rick Perry told President Trump he's resigning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And I wanted to give a little shout-out to Dan Krafcig. Who is Dan Krafcig? He is a gold amplifier.
Thanks, Dan.
We really appreciate it. Dan has decided to contribute $10 a month.
That's right.
Towards Free Talk Live's amplifier program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We use those donations to do just that, to get on more radio stations, to spread the message of liberty to more minds around this great country and around the world. That's the goal. So thank you very much, Dan. If you want to find out more about the amplifier program, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking Bitcoin, and we've been talking encryption, and this all started with a story about the feds and numbers of other countries' law enforcement agencies taking down a huge, according to them, a huge child porn website on the darknet. And they did this, they say, actually with by tracing transactions made on the Bitcoin network. They aren't clear on how they are allegedly doing it, but they did say that they only arrested they identified 24 people through the use of Bitcoin, so it's not really...
Well, they said 24 at one part of the article, but they said 300-something in another part, so it wasn't real clear.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that it's the lowest number that they put out, and they probably had to put that number out just to be close to honest.
Maybe they identified hundreds but only arrested two dozen. Maybe they didn't have enough evidence.
My impression was that there were like 300 some users, of which they had identified 24. That was my guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could be wrong.
Well, regardless, one of the points of that story was to make people believe that their transactions are not anonymous.
Which is true.
To some extent, that is true, unless you're using an alternative to Bitcoin like Monero, which seems to be pretty solid so far. At least there has yet to be a revealed bug that... there was one a long time ago. Early on with Monero, there was some sort of bug that allowed them to de-anonymize, but they fixed that relatively early on.
Right.
And we haven't heard anything about it since then. A number of the darknet marketplaces have adopted Monero. And to me, that's a pretty big endorsement. If a darknet marketplace, not just one, but more than one of them, adopts a cryptocurrency as a privacy coin instead of the other ones, because there's several out there that are vying to be the top privacy coin. The fact that darknet markets have sort of anointed Monero is a real good sign, I think, for it. But in other news, there's apparently somebody claiming that the law enforcement can shut down Bitcoin anytime.
What? Oh, my God. It's done. That's it. That's the end of Bitcoin.
Define
folks.
Shutdown.
Well, apparently that's all you have to say.
Well, that's the headline, and it's according to Bloomberg Digital's executive editor, Joe Weisenthal, who may not know what he's talking about, but let's get into the details here from newsbtc.com. The media talent, is what they call Weisenthal, warned institutions against creating Bitcoin-based investment products, stating they could become a tool to take capital from fiat markets. Citing Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, Weisenthal said no regulators would want to approve fiat on-ramps to pump money into the Bitcoin ecosystem. And that's probably true. I mean, the government, they don't like Bitcoin, and they certainly don't want to make it easy for people to get Bitcoin. He says, first, the move would make fiat unattractive to investors, and second, it would increase the amount of illicit financial transactions, he claimed.
See, that's... It doesn't. Illegal transactions, or illegal in the eyes of government, have been going on as long as there has been government.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something government doesn't want you to do, and they didn't stop it with cash. How are you going to stop it with cryptocurrencies? It's that much more difficult. It's just another thing. You're going to run out of people to look at every transaction.
Yeah. So what he's actually saying here isn't that Bitcoin can be shut down, because it can't, not by the governments, because Bitcoin's an international decentralized phenomena. It's over 10,000, last time I looked, full nodes on that network spread across the entire planet. There's just no way, even with an interjurisdictional task force, that they'd be able to simultaneously crack down and bust all 10,000 nodes all at once. I mean, it's just highly unlikely that something like that could ever occur. So Bitcoin itself is pretty much insulated from takedown. What he's saying here, and the headline's misleading, is that the government could target the exchange-traded funds. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they could target the exchange-traded funds. The other thing they can do is shrink the market for Bitcoin. So
by targeting like exchanges and that sort of thing and Coinbase of the world?
Partially by exchanges, but also if, let's say they just declare that owning Bitcoin is illegal per se, like they did with gold.
Sure.
Okay? Mm. That means all of the corporations that accept it are going to stop. So that's going to shrink the market.
Sure.
It means that the exchanges are going to cease to exist, at least the ones in America.
Right.
That's going to shrink the market. So then if you shrink the market, the value falls. So they could destroy the value of it by doing that.
And that presumes that such a move would be upheld by the courts,
right?
And hopefully the courts would see that this is a free speech issue, and that by banning people from possessing or using Bitcoin, they're essentially banning freedom of speech, because Bitcoin is nothing more than the code that was written by Satoshi Nakamoto.
Exactly, and the courts have upheld that code is protected speech. Number of times.
Have they? Okay, good to know.
They have, although there's a difference between writing and distributing code and running code. You're still responsible for the things that the code you run does. So, basically, they can make it illegal to run a wallet without making it illegal to distribute code for that wallet.
Well, yeah, and this reminds me of the early days of PGP created by Phil Zimmerman. PGP stands for Pretty Good Privacy. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first widely spread encryption programs where people could encrypt, you know, not just their email, but they could encrypt other things. And the government said, nah, PGP, that is, our export restrictions come into play because we can't let this technology fall into our enemy's hands. So we are outlawing you from selling PGP. Phil Zimmerman said, no problem.
Give it away.
Did he just move?
No.
Oh, okay.
What he did was he printed it out and he sold it as a book. All of the code became a book. And
right.
So there you go. So you're going to ban this book that happens to contain all the source code for PGP. And that sort of brought the whole thing to a head, and they realized, no, we can't do that because it's a free speech issue.
I remember back in the day somebody getting arrested for, he was leaving the country, he was wearing a T-shirt that had the Perl code for RSA encryption printed on the T-shirt. Wow. I think they actually arrested him. Now, how customs...
The TSA would have known, or customs or
whatever. Well, yeah, how customs recognized that, I don't know. It must have been some kind of a publicity stunt. But
we're going to go to the phones where we've got Travis calling from Michigan. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, fellas. Great program. I hear you talking about Bitcoin tonight, and I have several pro-Bitcoin arguments. For instance, real quick, like Bitcoin is international. If you want to send Bitcoin around the world, you can send it at the snap of a finger, and you don't got to go through intermediary financial institution.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a huge point. I mean, it shouldn't be underestimated what kind of an impact that can have, whereas previously the only way to send money internationally or the few ways that existed were all controlled by financial, you know, old money financial institutions like major banks through the Fed wiring system or SWIFT, I guess, international, and then also, of course, Western Union and MoneyGram, these other companies that charge an arm and a leg in a lot of cases, especially to people in foreign countries. If you had more to say, Travis, we can hang on to you.
So, okay, yeah, I wrote a book on it, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, so did everybody, apparently.
855 453. We are talking cryptocurrency, and he brings up a good point. It's international. It can't be stopped. This is Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the air. We've been talking cryptocurrency. We've been all over cryptocurrency today. And we're going to get back to a caller who wishes to talk more about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. I don't know. I see it as one of our few opportunities for financial freedom, not having government looking over your shoulder. I hope that privacy, we talked a bit about privacy coins like Monero and Zcash, and we talked about some problems that have happened in the past, but I hope that privacy becomes what people start to shop for.
It's not what they're looking for, though.
No, they're not. I hope the technology makes it simple and easy to use.
Look at people.
Number one. Yeah. And number two, people value that.
I don't
begin
think they
to
do.
Use it.
I don't think they do. I mean, look at the Amazon Home thing that they got. What do they call it? Alexa.
Alexa.
There's a Google Home, I think.
Theirs is called NSA.
There's a Facebook now. I'm just reading about this week. Facebook has a device called Portal.
Yes.
And it's apparently being used for video conferencing, but yeah. It's also a portal, Facebook's portal, into your home, just like, Amazon and these other ones. And these things are hot sellers. Now, I don't know if Facebook's hot selling, but the Amazon thing is pretty big.
Google Home's big, too. Yeah. And they did an acquisition of Nest, and so now everything is branded, you know, Google Nest Home. And
Nest is the air conditioning settings thing.
Yeah, right? It used to be, but now they do cameras to spy on you, and they use
They would never do such a thing, allegedly.
And the thing is, a lot of these companies just got, you know, in trouble because the stuff went private where they were sending transcripts of messages that go through their quote-unquote secure servers to third parties that employed actual human beings to listen to
them
and
listen to people having sex, from what I saw in one story. I think it was Apple allegedly had people.
That's been happening with several of them.
I bet it has.
And you know, it's going to.
Yep.
You're gonna
unless
hear.
You don't have that device in your room, you know, unless it. You don't have it in
well,
your house.
Well, you've got a phone anyway, and that's listening
yep,
to
can
you.
Yep, they can do that,
that's
too.
That's pretty much
yep.
it. We're going back to the phones where we had Travis on the line. Travis, you're back on with Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, great program. Well, you look at somebody like Chris Cantwell, and you got to wonder how much the NSA watches him.
Chris Cantwell is a Nazi,
the crying Nazi.
White supremacist. Well, I mean, we know that he's worked with the FBI, so I imagine they're very interested in him. In fact, I think that he was an early mover here into Keene, New Hampshire years ago, back when he was just the libertarian, the angry libertarian.
Back when he was a libertarian.
Yeah, he's no longer, not even close.
Yeah, he's gone full status.
Yeah, he's not only has he gone full status, but he's also now a racist and a Nazi. But, you know, back in the day, we believed that they were absolutely watching him when he came up here because he was having, well, the FBI at least, he was constantly posting to his website, for instance, and talking publicly about, you know, hurting police officers, for instance.
Oh, I remember him doing that.
I remember when I was when I was selling weed, I'd say, yeah, the FBI is watching me, I'm sure. And everybody said, oh, you're paranoid. Then the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force came and arrested me. So, you know, you're not paranoid.
They're really
out
to get
you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Travis, what else did you want to share about Bitcoin? You'd mentioned it's international, and you know, obviously that's a huge thing for people to be able to send money around the world. Remittances are a tremendous industry for companies like MoneyGram and in Western Union, and being able to cut those people out of the picture is a huge step forward for people all around the planet.
Yeah, it's a tremendous innovation, honestly. And as I outline in my book, I say that in many ways, Bitcoin outcompetes fiat currency. And in many ways, it's kind of competing currencies. And I believe that if millions of people were to put money into Bitcoin, then the fiat currency would actually decrease in value as the Bitcoin increased in value. And it would kind of like, I don't know, I could, you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And that's where, you know, that's what we hope for. We hope that some, you know, Bitcoin or some cryptocurrency replaces the U.S. dollar. You know, I'm tired of using something that is built to constantly lose purchasing power. That's what it does.
Yeah, I mean, basically, there's two ways to create hyperinflation. One is to cause supply to explode, and the other is to cause demand to collapse. So if people are shorting the dollar into cryptocurrencies and precious metals, then that's a real problem for the government.
Hey, Travis, what's your book?
Yeah. You mind if I plug it?
I just asked you.
Okay. It's Bitcoin, A Basic Explanation of Everything by Travis Batterson, with a B. And you can find it on eBay, if you like.
Very cool.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight,
thanks,
Travis.
Man.
Appreciate it.
I want to see, and this is why I work for Bitcoin or cryptocurrency adoption. I want to see more regular people to begin to use it and to realize that it's not so difficult to use. It's relatively easy. It's not something that just criminals use. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, I can go to the dentist and get my teeth worked on and pay for that with Bitcoin.
I have done that too.
I can get my car worked on. It's something that should become part of life, and because these people, either the government is devaluing your currency and stealing your money, or you are going through middlemen. And each one of those middlemen is always going to take a tiny slice. And that's what they do. That's how they make money. That's their business model. I'm saying you don't have to go with that business model. You can be your own bank, as scary as that is. But it's also rather enlightening, to the idea that you could actually control your own money. I know it's a crazy thought, isn't it?
Quote, if you're building or launching these institutionally grade products, how sure are you that down the road regulators won't come in and shut it all down? Asked Bloomberg Digital's executive editor Joe Weisenthal, saying further, there's so much interest in this space, but is anyone thinking this through? basically saying, hey, you know, don't even create any sort of old money financial products based around Bitcoin, because eventually the government's going to come and crack down. And, you know, I can understand the concerns. I don't think that he's wrong to be legitimately concerned about that.
Yeah, I mean, as you can generalize that statement. Don't innovate because the government doesn't like that.
Well put. Yeah, that's the idea. The idea that money is that one thing that we all use that could never stand a challenge by a new innovation. You know, everything else you can...
Oh, they can't stand it.
No, they hate it.
Look at how the federal government is responding to Facebook's Libra. Just the proposal to have this thing out there. They are flipping out over this thing, and they don't know what to do. They really... I mean, they want to stop it.
Yeah.
But can they?
They're just applying pressure. And other countries, too. It's every country uses this idea of central banks and concentrations of power, and they all work together, and they are doing everything they can to put the brakes on Libra. Well, unfortunately, Libra's kind of crumbling anyway.
Is it, though? They had a conference over the weekend, and from what I read, and I didn't read a lot about it, but from what I read, Facebook came out with an announcement, or the Libra people or whoever, that they have like another 100-plus more interested parties. So, the news that was last week that PayPal and MasterCard and Visa had dropped out from their Facebook Libra alliance thing that they have, and obviously that was a big a hit. It was presented as though, oh, this is the end of Libra. But now Libra's hitting back saying, we got another 100 people that want to give us, or another 100 companies that want to give us $10 million.
Right.
And the surprising thing about, Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal being involved in Libra isn't that they pulled out, it's that they put in the first place.
Yeah.
I never really... Right. I mean, the only way they were going to stick with that would be if Libra was so castrated that it couldn't compete with what they were already doing, because they get a lot of rent for having licenses to operate in financial markets, and they don't want people to be able to operate without paying them rent.
That's true. That's a good point. Got more on that story? Or?
Well, it's just this guy and his opinions about why people shouldn't create these old money financial things like these ETFs, which I don't even know what those things mean. I'm not an investor.
ETF is an exchange-traded fund, so the simplest way to understand it is imagine you had a corporation that owned a certain amount of Bitcoin, and then you sold shares to the corporation. So you're indirectly holding Bitcoin without actually owning it.
Seems like a terrible idea.
The Winklevi have been trying to get that approved for years.
Yeah, and they failed.
5450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hour 3 is next.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.